Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's working. Got a seed in the ground by William Murphy. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. We're so blessed and honored to be back on the broadcast today. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founder and host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host for today, Sister Ruby Lowry. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And read that out of the King James Version, and you can find it at your leisure in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. And it's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail and prayer requests. You can mail, wait a minute, let me get that back, pardon me, gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook, and we're on Twitter at New Destiny 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archive messages just like I'm speaking now. We appreciate and are so thankful, we are very thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed and the powerful word of God with each of you, Evangelist Bernard and me, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. And as we say every day on this broadcast, don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. And we're just so excited to have our speaker on today. And it's no other than, I don't see Evangelist Bernard on here yet, but I guess I'm agreeing with it, no other than our own minister, liberal Democrat. And you know where? He's not that far. He's in Los Angeles, California, and he's just, the Lord has sent him to this broadcast to be a blessing to the broadcast and to God's precious people. And the Lord has anointed him in so many different areas. And his heart is pure for the people, and he loves giving the word of God. He's always excited, and we're so excited to present to him to you, Minister Liberal Democrat, all the way from a lot of different places, from Los Angeles, California. God bless you, Minister Liberal Democrat.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Begin to move. Amen. To God, on those who are tuned in. Amen. Amen. Those that are listening on their devices. Amen. Amen. Those who are listening on their phones. Amen. Begin to move even now, God. Hallelujah, that there is no coincidence, amen, that they have came to this line on today, God. Amen, asking God right now, God, that this word, amen, that you pour into me, amen, amen, spills on good ground in the name of Jesus. Good ground on this phone, good line, good ground on the iPad. Amen, amen. Good ground, amen, to God. Hallelujah, amen. People on their computers, good ground on those that will listen afar off, that they will receive this word, amen, and that it will be a rhema word, amen, in the name of Jesus, those that's listening right now. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, amen, to God, begin to pray, amen, intercessors, begin to pray, amen, 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 because this is a word today, amen, to God, hallelujah, amen, that God is going to bless. Will thou be made whole is the question, amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, amen, to God, we become not what, amen, we want, but we become what we believe. Amen, amen. And as the intercessors are praying right now, amen, we're going to pray, amen, to God, that he strengthens your belief. Amen. Those that have been on this throne, you've been beat up spiritually. Amen, amen. You've been waiting like this man that we're going to be talking about today for 38 long years and some longer than that. Amen. For God to do a thing. Amen. To God, where it done change from, I want this, but I don't know if it's going to happen. But we're going to pray, amen, to God, that somebody, amen, God, going to change from want to believe, because I become not what I want, but I become what I believe. Amen. And in the name of Jesus, from this prayer, we ask that all the intercessors on this line pray, amen, that those that are tuning in right now, amen, will move from the want level to the believe level. Amen. I no longer just want this, but I believe this. Hallelujah. Amen. And it might be you that's listening right now. Amen, amen, amen. Pray with us. Amen. Lord, amen, I don't just want this anymore, but I believe this. Hallelujah. I don't just want this, but I believe this. This is the prayer we are praying even now. Amen, amen. Intercessors, amen. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Amen, amen, amen. And God, we're going to chase those demons off this line today. We're going to chase them out that house. We're going to chase them out that congregation. Oh, come on. Somebody is praying right now. Amen. Because somebody called into this line. Amen, amen. Wanting a change. Amen. But amen to God, they just want it. Amen to God. They've been asking forever, Lord, do this. But they don't really believe that God is going to do it. So it's not going to happen if they don't believe. Amen. So I need the intercessors that's praying right now, pray that everyone on this line will move from want to believe. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Amen. We still praying right now. Hallelujah. Amen. We still praying. Amen. God, we probably praying for you. Amen. Because if you're listening right now, amen, God, you called into this particular broadcast, you've been, amen, wanting God to do something, but you don't believe it. You've been wanting God to heal, but you don't believe it. You've been wanting God to save, but you don't believe it. But in the name of Jesus, from this prayer, come on, intercessor, somebody praying right now. Hallelujah, that person that's going to change from that want to believe. Amen. We praying that right now. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We praying right now. Somebody be in touch right now. Amen, amen. You wanted God to do stuff, but amen, it don't happen because you don't believe it. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray right now from this prayer, amen, that you change them from a want to a believe. Amen. I'm coming out. Somebody is coming out of that want right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, intercessor. Somebody praying right now. You praying somebody out of want right now. Amen. Somebody say, yeah, I want to be healed. I want to be saved. I want to be delivered. Amen. Hello? God, but they don't believe it. Oh, but somebody praying right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Right. Somebody praying. Somebody is moving out of want right now. Somebody said, amen. Now I believe in the name of, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Y'all going to help me preach today. Come on, somebody, amen. We setting the atmosphere. Amen. We're going to first move you from want to believe in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Come on, come on. Somebody is still stuck on want. Amen, amen, and not believe. Amen, amen. We're going to take the word want out of our vocabulary and replace it with I believe in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on. Somebody is changing right now. In the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah. I done changed cell phone providers. I done changed television providers. I done changed my mind. I done changed my TV. But now, God, it's time for me to change from want to, oh, come on, to believe in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, where them intercessors at? Somebody praying right now. How you thought you were just going to call in and listen, but in the name of Jesus, amen to God, we got to fight. Amen to God, we got to tear down strongholds in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody praying right now. Amen, amen, amen. Somebody still stuck in want. Amen. Somebody still down in the valley trying to get home. Let your light shine, shine, shine. Let your light shine, shine, shine. There may be someone down in the valley trying to get home, trying to get home. Oh, let your light shine, shine, shine. Let your light shine, shine, shine. There may be somebody down in the valley trying to get home. Hallelujah. Somebody's still trying to get home. They said, Lord, I called in this line. Lord, I pulled my car over to the side of the road, amen, so I can hear the broadcast. Amen to God. Lord, I called in. Lord, I took a lunch break so I can hear the broadcast. But amen to God, God is speaking to you today. This is your rhema word today. God wants you to move your location. Amen. From what? To believe in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's a moving, or somebody filling out a spiritual card, a change of address right now. I'm moving, I'm moving, I'm moving from want to believe in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the moving. Amen. We don't need no U-Haul trucks. We don't need no rider trucks. Amen. But amen, somebody is moving. Amen. Even if people don't help them move, God. Because you know, God, how folk get when we tell them we need to move. They got excuses why they can't help us move. But in the name of Jesus, amen, help us move today. We're not asking for folk to help us. Amen, amen. Like that man, amen, that stood by the pool, God. All those years, he was waiting for folk to help him move. And everybody had an excuse, amen, why they could not help him move. But then came Jesus. Amen. This is your rhema word today. Amen. God's going to help you move in the name of Jesus. Somebody say out loud, God's going to help me move today. Amen, amen. I'm moving, I'm moving, I'm moving. I'm moving from what? Amen, to believe. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a transition going on. There's a change going on. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I'm putting in my change of address this day. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Amen, 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 amen. I'm putting it in right now, God. God, right now, I need you to move right now, God, on this particular day, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, on Wednesday, the 23rd, I'm putting in my change of address. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody should celebrate that right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I don't care where you at, celebrate. You moving. Hallelujah. You moving from want to believe. Amen. I don't just want God to heal me by the end of this call. I believe he going to heal me by the end of this call. I don't want God, hallelujah, to deliver me. Amen. I believe God is going to deliver me. I don't want to just win this battle that I'm in right now. I believe, oh, bless his name, I'm going to win. I'm moving. Amen. Somebody say I'm moving. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah, amen, for the people of God. Amen. Don't you feel it? Don't you feel that, amen, energy? Don't you feel that, amen, them angels moving and stirring things up? Amen to God. When you, amen, profess with your mouth, amen, the Lord Jesus, don't you feel a difference when you move? Amen, amen, amen. I'm looking in a new neighborhood now.
Come on, man.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. It's different here now. Amen. Hallelujah. When I moved, amen. Hallelujah. I don't see the same things around me. I don't accept the same things in this house that was in the other house. Amen, amen. When what? Want to come over today. Amen. He's no longer allowed in your house. Where is your house? In your mind. When want come in your mind, I want you to kick him out. Amen. When you begin to pray and have prayer requests, amen, amen. I believe God is going to do this. Amen. I don't no longer say I want. Amen. But I believe God is going to do this, and I need the saints to believe with me that God is going to do this. Come on, somebody. Walt is getting kicked out. He's getting evicted. In the name of Jesus. Walt has got his servant papers. Amen. We went to family court and got rid of him today. In the name of somebody is celebrating right now. Amen. Because sometimes you got to kick folk out your building, out of your relationships, out of
your
house.
Indeed.
In the name of, oh, come on, somebody.
All right,
hallelujah.
All right.
Amen. I'm celebrating, amen, I got an eviction
Woo,
notice.
Glory.
Amen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Now I'm in my new house. Amen, amen, amen. Certain people are no longer allowed. Certain thoughts are no longer allowed. Whatsoever things are good. Amen. Now that I moved, I'm thinking on these things. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God for those of you that have prayed with us. Amen, amen. We pray, amen, of God, that you have gotten blessed. Amen. As we get ready to go into the Word of God. Amen, 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 amen. That God will move you. Amen, amen. Now, I'm just here to help you decorate your new house. That's all I'm here to do. Amen. Some might call it preaching. Some might call it teaching, amen, to God. But you done moved on your own. Amen. I know y'all know how it is to move on your own. I know it's hard. Amen, amen. Folk
yes,
running away
Lord.
Don't want to answer the phone. Amen. When you're moving, they ain't your friend no more. When you're moving, they don't be around no more. When you're moving, but now that you have moved,
my
amen,
God.
Praise the Lord, we're going to help you celebrate. Amen. We're going to help you rearrange some furniture. Amen. You don't want none of that old furniture with you because the old furniture is infested. Amen. The old furniture, y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all lived in places where the place was infested. I don't know where it was infested with, but wherever it was infested with, that ain't coming into the new house.
Come on.
So now, amen, it's time to decorate our new house. Amen.
Come
My
on,
change
come on.
Of address, I done moved. Amen,
Woo.
Amen, amen.
That's
I know what
right.
I want. Amen, but I believe. Amen. And I believe in my new house. I believe several of you listening right now done moved. Amen.
Mm.
You done moved from want to believe. Amen to God. Hallelujah. This is your new address. And now it's time, amen, to redecorate. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And what we want to do now is go to the book of John. Amen. Chapter number 5. Amen. 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 Now that you have moved. Amen.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen, amen, amen. God has given you a rhema today.
A rhema.
Continuing to give you a rhema word today. Amen. I wonder, before I go there, amen, those of you that got, amen, your Bibles, open it up to the book of Genesis chapter 1. I love going there. Amen. One of my favorite scriptures when God gives new revelation and then whatnot. Amen to God. I remember, like, this ain't the first time God done did that. Amen,
mm.
amen. Genesis chapter number 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen to God. And verse, amen, number 9. Amen. This is familiar territory. Amen.
Oh.
Amen. Amen. And I want you to understand that you are on this phone for a reason. Amen. So those of you who don't have your Bibles, go to BibleGateway.com and just look up, amen to God, Genesis chapter 1. Amen. And we're looking at verse number 9. For the purpose of this discussion. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together unto one place. Uh-huh. And let the dry land appear. And it was so. Now, when God begins to give revelation, I always go back to this particular scripture because this is how God reveals himself. He always do a gathering when he's about to reveal revelation to something. Amen. The land was already there, but it couldn't be seen because water had covered the entire earth. There was a flood that covered the planet, and you could no longer see the ground. The ground was there, but you couldn't see the ground because the water had covered the ground for thousands of miles, for hundreds of miles, so your foot couldn't touch it. So even though it was there, if you can't touch it, it might as well not exist.
My,
amen,
my, my.
Amen. I can imagine the impotent man that sat by Bathsheba, amen, and seeing other folk. He was right by the water, but he couldn't get in because he couldn't move. So that water might as well not exist because he couldn't get there. He saw it, but amen, I can't touch it. I don't have access to it, so it might as well not exist. Hallelujah. But then God said in the book of Genesis, amen, 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 that the ground is there, but for the ground to be seen, there has to be a gathering. Amen. It is no coincidence that there's a gathering on this line today, amen, that you called in from your car, that you called in from your job, that you called in, amen, to God from your house, that you called in from your computer. There's a gathering going on. Amen. And God is about to reveal revelation. We look in the book of Genesis and we find that, amen, the water had to be gathered. And when the water was gathered in one place, amen, I understand that today, even though that you in your car and you in your house and you at your job, you on this particular line, and we able to be in one place, even though you in a different city, even though you in a different state, I believe that we are gathered today. Amen, in one place. And it seems like that's how God likes to do stuff when he likes to do revelation. He gathers stuff. He gathers the water together. Amen, amen. And begin to gather. He said, amen, I know the ground is there. Amen. But what good is being there if people can't see it? What good is the ground there if they can't have access to it? So God knew that he was going to make a man and that he was going to make a woman. Amen. And he knew that I need the ground for them to live off of. I need the ground for them to walk on. Amen. So it's no good to be hid under the water. So God said it's necessary to me to do a gathering. It was necessary for the pastors to gather on this line, for the evangelists to gather on this line, for the intercessors to gather on this line, for God to reveal something. God said, amen, God, I need a gathering. The Bible says, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together. Amen to God. Amen. Let my people together. Amen. I want them to, amen, come together because I'm about to reveal something. He did it again in the book of Acts. He had them all come to the same place. They were from different cities, from different cultures, from different languages. But when God was about to do something, he said, let there be a gathering. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen, for the gathering. Amen to God. So this isn't the first time God has done this. Amen to God. How you like your new furniture? Amen. Look around. Look around spiritually at your new residence. Amen. You believe now. Hallelujah. You don't no longer want you speaking different. Amen. Amen. You live different. New furniture spiritually is in your house because now, amen to God, you know, like, amen, if I want God to do something spiritually for me, there has to be a gathering. It can't be by myself, but I have to gather me around some folk that got a connection to God. Amen. I got to gather me around some praying people. If I want God to reveal that land that I get to see, amen, land is something you can stand on. Amen. Land is something you can walk on. Land is something, amen, to God, that supports you. Amen, amen. If I'm going to have a support system, amen, something I can stand on, amen, there has to be a gathering. Amen, amen. Somebody say it has to be a gathering. Amen, amen, amen. God is gathering some folk together today so you can have a foundation. So when the trouble comes, amen, you have a foundation, amen, where you can see where to step at, where you can see where to walk at, because you got the right people gathered around you. Amen, amen. So your gate will be different. Amen, hallelujah, amen to God. The book of St. John, amen, chapter number 5, amen, amen. And again, go to BibleGateway.com, those of you just listening. Amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. We done moved. We done moved. And just for a minute before we go on, just look around spiritually. How you feel right now, you in your new house?
My.
How you feel right now? I don't just want it. I believe it now. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I'm stopping them thoughts at the door. See, when you hang up the phone today, he's going to try to visit the want. Amen, amen. You can tell, well, I believe God is going to do this for me. Amen. I just heard a powerful message. I believe God's going to do it. And as soon as you hang up, guess who's going to come knocking? It's want.
Come on,
amen.
Come
when
on.
I want God to do it, that's that doubt. He's
come
not
on.
Allowed over your house. Amen, amen. God,
uh-huh.
He's no longer allowed to visit. He's no longer allowed to come over, right? Amen. Because when you got new houses, you got new rules. Amen.
Come
now, what? Going to try to come back. I'm trying to tell you. I know what I'm talking about. Soon as you hang up this phone, soon as you log off, soon as you get by yourself, amen, amen, you at your believe residence, amen, but what? Going to try to come over. Amen.
All
he
right.
said, amen, amen. That was a powerful word, wasn't it? Amen, amen. But, you know, I want God to heal me, but, amen, I don't know if he's going to do this. I want to get out of this financial lack, but I don't know if God's going to do it. I want God to move on my behalf and save on my behalf, but I don't. Won't. You know what? When you're not going to, you can't come in. But I knew you for years.
Yeah.
Man was sick for 38 years. Well, so what are you talking about? Amen. I've been around you longer than them folks. I've been around you longer than this. What you mean I can't come in? Amen. I'm sorry, Watt. Amen. But this is my new house, and there are new rules.
Glory.
And you are not allowed in this place.
Come on.
Hallelujah. St. John, chapter number 5. Amen. And it reads, verse number 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And verse 2, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethsheba, having 5 porches. I thank God that he speaks to us in types and shadows. In the book of Genesis, what I just gave you, that was a type. Amen. God, when God is going to give revelation, something you to stand on, there's going to be a gathering. There's going to be a gathering. And now, we read in these 2 verses, it says that after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And the feast we're talking about, again, it's Passover. Many of us, we just came out of Easter, and we celebrate the coming out of Egypt. And again, we're talking about your move today. So today you celebrate your Passover. I came out of want, and now I'm in I believe.
I believe.
The Bible says that after this, there was a feast of the Jews. So, amen to God, there's a celebration when you move into your new house. Because I don't know about you, but when I bought my first house, I had saved up for a long time. And I went through struggles and didn't think I can get this and get that or whatever and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then when I got my new house, I don't know about you, but it was a celebration. Amen. Mm-hmm. When the children of Israel were captive, and something was telling them when to get up and when to get down because they were slaves in Egypt. And I don't know whatever you were a slave to before you called into this line.
Come
but
on,
we
man.
Speak, amen to God, your specific feast and your specific Passover. That you coming out of whatever you was in before you called on this line. Prophetically, we speak that into your life. Hallelujah. That amen to God that you can celebrate your feast, your Passover, whatever had you, amen, a slave, whatever had you addicted, whether it was a drug, whether it was a relationship, whether it was a sickness, whatever it was, it could have been a fault. Amen. But whatever it was, the Bible says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And now in Jerusalem by the sheep market. Now, the sheep market was a place where they sold and they bought sheep. Now, why is this important, Holy Ghost? Now, if you was a sheep, that was a place of life or death for you. Everybody else walking around making money, they selling you, or, amen to God, they buying you. But for the sheep, it was a place of life and death. And amen, you on this line today, and everybody else, it's a sermon. Everybody else, amen, it's a word, it's this and that. But for you today, it's a place of life and death. You've been going through some situations in your life, amen, and you found yourself going through by yourself. But amen to God, God has gathered you today on this line.
Come
amen,
on, man.
Because you are in the sheep market. Amen. You in a place right now, God, if you don't move for me today, amen, I don't know if I'm going to make it tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to make it an hour from now. I don't know if I can make it a minute from now. This is a place of life and death for me. So God said, call into that line. Amen, where they have intercessors praying
go
for
ahead.
You. Where they got people, amen, holding you up. Amen. The woman of God says she has a 24-hour, amen, burden on her heart for the saints of God. That people around the clock will begin to cover the saints of God. Amen. Because I don't know about you, but this is a place of life or death. And if I'm in a place where people are dying, amen, it's important that I take this thing seriously. Somebody around me could be dying right now on the phone. Amen. They could be smiling. I don't look like what I've been through. I can
come
put on
now.
A fake smile. I can put on a fake shout. But when I hang up the phone, amen, amen. They said their life coach committed suicide, amen, a couple of weeks ago, amen. God, she was encouraging other folk, but she was smiling. She was encouraging other people, amen, but she was writing blogs and whatnot. But at that particular time, she was, amen, at the sheep thing, Lord. Amen. The sheep market, a place, a life, and death. So it's no coincidence that you called into this broadcast on today. Amen, amen, amen. Everybody else might, it might not be for everybody else. The word might not be for everybody else, but this could be a rhema word for you.
Just for
everybody
you.
Everybody else
just
is
for
buying
hallelujah.
And selling. Everybody else is just a regular day, but to you, it's life and it's death. The Bible says, verse 2, amen, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, amen. I want to talk about this pool, which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethsheba, having five porches. Now listen to this. There was a pool. And let's read about this pool, amen to God. I want to read about it. In these, amen to God, lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, of halt, of withered, of waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool. Now listen. And troubled the water. And whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole, or whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. So amen to God. There was a particular time God troubled the water, and you had to move that particular time. I said already that this is the sheep market. This is, amen, a place of life and death for the Christians. Amen, amen, amen. Something's happening in your life right now where you needed this word. If you didn't get this word today, it's no guarantee that you would have made it tomorrow or an hour from now. Because there are things called unspoken requests, stuff that we ain't asking prayer for, amen, in public, but we asking prayer privately, amen, to God. But God knows, amen. So we find that, amen to God, that this condition, God said, amen to God, I trouble the water, I send my angel to trouble the water at a particular time. Amen. In other words, this is your season to move. Amen. And if you don't move at that particular season, he had to wait till God a whole nother year for God to trouble the water again. So, amen to God, when the season comes, I want to talk about this season thing for a little bit because it's very important, amen, to understand the symbolism, what God does. He talks in types and shadows, amen. When you look at the tabernacle, I love talking about the tabernacle.
Ah, Glory.
When you look at the holiness of holies, amen, God, after you done went through everything else, after you done went to the brazen altar and you done went to the brazen laver and you done walked through, amen, and now you about to go into where God himself, his spirit is at. The Bible says that there were four bronze posts, amen, present, amen, amen, representing the four directions, like north, south, east, and west. Amen, amen, representing the four seasons, summer, winter, spring, and fall. Amen, God, representing the divisions of the day. Amen, amen. And what does this mean to me, God? Why is it important that you show me these four, amen, posts in front of the holiness of holies? Why is it important, amen, that you're talking about these posts, amen, amen, talking about how the weather changes, amen, hallelujah, you're talking about the seasons, oh God. Why is that important to talk about the directions? I want you to go left and right and north, south, east. Why is that important to me for this occasion? And the reason that you had to look at that post first before you walk into the holy of holy, God was letting the man of God and the high priest know, amen to God, that you can come to me. I'm available at any season, from any direction. Wherever you at, you're going to be able to find me because I'm my present God.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. God speaks in symbolism. Amen, amen. So now, when I see those posts, amen, God is saying, amen to God, yes, you see them, amen to God. So now you're saying, God, when can I go to you? Amen. Wherever you at right now. Mm-hmm. Amen. The Bible says, now, I want you to take a walk with me spiritually and use your imagination. Because Jesus saw a lot of sick folk when he walked in that place. And you might be saying today, but Lord, my stuff is worse than all these folk on this line. They don't even understand how dirty my stuff is. They don't even understand how ratchet my stuff is. But Jesus, when he walked into that place with people and whatnot, he looked at the people with simple stuff wrong with them, and simple cuts and simple abrasions and simple afflictions. But what got his attention was this man who was hurt the worst.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. See, amen to God, you got God's attention. You might be thinking you're going through something too bad to present to the people of God. Amen. But you at the sheep market. Amen. It's life and death for you right now. And when Jesus walked through, he walked past those who were only hurt a little bit because he is looking for you. Amen. Somebody say he's looking for me. Amen. So Jesus himself, amen, began to walk. Amen, through this place, amen to God, hallelujah. And as he's walking through there, he's looking at that person, and that one got a broke leg, or that one crippled, or that one blind, or that one this one that. But then this other person had so much going on with him, couldn't move for 38 years. Just watching, amen, yearly, amen. He said, I know God is able if I can just get into the water. And he was waiting for folk to help him in there. But every year, 30 years, nobody helped them. The 33rd year, amen, God troubled the water. Nobody helped him. The 37th year, I probably would have left at the second or third, but amen to God, this man had some faith. He knew that something important was going on. If I stay close to it, amen, maybe somebody will have mercy and take me in. But he was looking at the wrong person to help him move. And you, amen to God, been trying to do it on yourself, on your own. I've been trying to cut this addiction, Lord. I've been trying to leave this alone or that alone. And it's been longer than 38 years for some of us, amen to God, because you've been asking the wrong person to help you move. Of course they're not going to help you move because it's not in their best interest to help you move. Amen. If I help you, God only do one person a year. Amen. If I help you, amen to God, I'm not going to get helped. So it's not in their best interest to help you. Amen. So what God said, amen to God, you need to take your eyes off of folk if you're trying to move, because they're not going to help you. They're not going to answer their phone because you're trying to move. You don't want to party with me no more. You're trying to move. You don't want to do this with me. You don't want to have sex anymore. You're trying to move. You don't want to smoke anymore. You're trying to move. You don't want to go to the club no more. You're trying to move. So, amen, ain't nobody going to help you move but Jesus.
Nobody.
Hallelujah. Amen. You trying to move today. Amen to God. You called in this line today. You trying to move. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen to God. But folk ain't going to help you move. It's not in their best interest
to help you move.
So when the man saw Jesus, and Jesus said, you are affected the worst, you got my attention. Amen. You've been here 38 years, and all that is wrong with you, and nobody want to help you move? Well, come on to Jesus. That lets you know after you done tried everything, and everything has failed, you are directed to try Jesus. Now,
Jesus.
One more thing about this Holiness of Holies. We see that you got these posts in front of it, but you got these three veils just hanging down. Not doors, not sealed doors, not vaults blocking the entrance. You had veils like sheets, like this thin stuff you can just push to the side. So Jesus was saying, amen, even back then, it ain't hard as you think to get to me. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God is speaking that to somebody right now. Amen. We can make the tabernacle deep as we want, but God is saying, it don't take all of that. All you have to do is walk in. He told the man, what did he tell him? He told him to get up and walk. Amen. As simple as that. Amen. You can get up out of your situation and start walking. Amen to God. It ain't hard. I don't got no vote in front of me. I don't got no armed guards in front of me. I don't got folks saying with guns saying you can't come in. I got a veil. Hallelujah. Amen to God. You can just push that veil to the side and just walk in at any time. You have access. Somebody say, I got access. Will thou be made whole? Amen, amen, amen. What's in front of you right now? Amen, amen, amen. Right now, there's no guarantee. Amen. If you hang up this phone without moving, there's no guarantee. You at the sheep market. Again, for the folk that's buying, it's all good with them. They singing, they praising, they shouting, but you a sheep. And you know what goes on at that market. Somebody's going to sell me, amen, or somebody's going to buy me. It's dangerous for me right here, right now. Hallelujah. I called in, amen, here because it's dangerous. God got you here. It's dangerous where you at right now. Hallelujah. You're on dangerous ground. It's time to move from that water. Amen to God. And folk ain't going to help you, but Jesus will help you move. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Somebody right now, hallelujah, come on, somebody. Amen. Begin to give God a wave offering. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, help me move. Hallelujah, amen. Folk, I've been asking folk to help me move for a long time. Amen, but amen, now that I've changed my address, amen, amen, nobody want to come over this side of town. It's too far to get to where your house is. Amen, when I moved away from all the craziness, people said, I don't come out to you because you way out there. You too far, hallelujah. I did it on purpose. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody moving right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God, begin to bless the people, God. Hallelujah. Amen. God, if they heard this message, God, let it fall on good ground. In the name of Jesus, God, like you gather the people together in the book of Genesis, like you gather the water together, God. You are gathering us today, amen, and you are revealing, amen, ground for them to stand on. Oh, amen. Let this word be foundation, God. Let this word be something that they can stand on top of, God, that when they hang up the phone, God, now that we have gathered together like the water, they can still stand. In the name of Jesus, will thou be made whole? Hallelujah. Don't say you want, but believe. Amen. I want to be. No, that's the wrong answer. You ain't moved yet. Hallelujah. Go back and get your bags. You ain't moved yet. Hallelujah. Go back. Go back and come back. Amen. Hallelujah. You ain't moved yet. You still living there. You part-time. Amen. You still got stuff at the other spot. Amen. God wants you to move in the name of Jesus. Amen. God, then you come back. Amen. Wilt thou be made whole? Amen. I want to be. No. You still got something. You still got something in you. You still got doubt inside of you. Amen. God, hallelujah. Amen. God, you got generational curses inside of you because your mother was like this, because your father was like that. You don't believe. You want it to change, but you don't believe. Amen, amen, go back. I want you to leave all that stuff. Amen, and don't bring it inside the new house. Leave it outside. Leave it outside. Amen, amen, in the name of Jesus. And when you come back, wilt thou be made whole? I believe I can. Oh, you done moved, huh? I can tell. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, And may heaven smile upon you. Sister Ruby, God bless you. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. I don't know if you guys can still hear. Amen. Praise the Lord anyhow. Amen. Amen. The devil is mad because y'all done moved. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 I don't know where. God. I don't know where, how he comes up with these analogies, but this man, God gives him these analogies because there's no way humanly possible come up with these analogies that he come up with. I'm telling you, they just blow your mind. Don't say you don't want. Come out of want, he said. And move into I believe. You're in a new house now. Hallelujah.
All right, Holy Ghost. All right.
You don't have to say I want it anymore. You're in it. God has positioned you to be in a new house, so therefore you don't have to say I won't anymore. You
thank
can
you,
change your I want to I believe. Is anything too hard for God? That impotent man told the Lord, hey, glory to God.
Jesus.
Lord, when I'm trying to get close, another man or another person come before me. Amen.
On,
so I've been sitting here at this pole waiting. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He said, I want to be moved. I want to be healed.
That's
amen.
Right. That's
the
right.
Liberal Democrat told us today, no longer I won't. Say, I believe. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that
yes,
man
God.
Believed God. Believed Jesus when he said, rise. It was already in his mind. And when he spoke the word, all he had to do was activate that body and get the move. Lord have mercy, this man done preached here today. I'm gonna leave it alone. Woo, glory! That was awesome. That was a word. That was a word. Now that's what you call rhema. Something you don't prepare. Hallelujah! Something you don't study. Something you don't even give a second thought to. But when the Holy Ghost begin to speak. Amen. It'll confound your mind.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Woo, Jesus. I'm going to sister
anointing.
Ain't nothing I can say but hallelujah. Jesus, this was a word today. Glory.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, Sister Ruby. God
Rhema
bless
word.
You.
Rhema word.
Rhema.
Hallelujah.
Every day on this broadcast, don't sign off.
Don't sign off.
Just for you.
Woo!
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. That was the word.
Hallelujah.
That was
the word. New callers, and I'm going to go to them. I don't have it in their numbers, so let's go here first and see what we got here. We have quite about area code 626-7910.
Hallelujah.
That's the L.A. number.
That's Uncle William. 626.
Hi, that's Uncle Williams. God bless you.
Oh, he got okay. Uncle
Thank
Williams.
Senator Democrat, God bless you.
Praise him, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Praise him.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Shane. One thing that's pressed on my heart with that message, not to quit.
All right.
You're in the right position. Stay in the right position. If you're not, get to that right position.
That's right.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
It just,
that's a word, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's all right. God bless you, man of God. Hallelujah.
More powerful to those who decide to stay in that position, ministers, pastors, preachers, keep going.
Yes, sir.
Continuing the brotherly love. God bless you, minister. Love you.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. God is doing the thing. Amen. People moving today. Amen. Today is moving day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Dr. Singleton's uncle. Okay, we're going to, this is another new number, I think. Area code 916-4605. 916. Hello?
Your line is open, caller. If you don't want to say anything, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to another line. 443-0207.
This is Popsy Vanessa Gambrell. I came on to support Mr. Democrat, and I want to thank him for the word on today. It's truly a blessing, and I say I will be here. Thank you.
All right.
On the line, and may God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for the word, Mr. And I just love the spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Can we get your name again?
Prophet Vanessa Gambrell, Prophetess Vanessa Gambrell from Maryland.
From
amen,
Maryland.
Amen,
well,
amen.
God bless you. Who invited you on, Pastor?
My spiritual mother, Darlene, Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Okay, all right. Well, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you for tuning in, Prophetess.
Thank you.
Amen.
Okay. We're going here. Pastor Beatrice? Or did the line go off? Patrice Beatrice? Pastor? Okay. We'll get back to her if we can.
Amen. There's feedback in the line. Amen. It's like an echo. Like maybe something needs to be turned down, maybe, or.
Oh, I don't, nobody's line is open but you and Evangelist Bernard. Mother
okay,
Charity.
Okay, God bless.
Mother Charity.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord.
Yeah, God
praise
bless
him.
You all
praise
today, him. Amen. I certainly have enjoyed, amen. Brother Democrat today, praise the Lord.
God bless
amen. But you have to move you. God is moving you to another dimension. Praise God. Amen. When the question was asked, will thou be made whole? The Lord was asking him, he was asking him a direct question.
And
how it is. Is that you just answer that direct question. You don't give him all kind of excuses. Why?
That's right.
Because he already know why.
That's right.
But now you in a dilemma. You don't want to need help.
Come
well,
on.
Then the Lord is asking you a question. Will thou be made whole? Yes or no?
Come on.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right,
Mother.
So, you know, sometimes we'll make all kind of excuses and things, but... But we just let the Lord to know where we are, where we standing.
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready to make a move, like a brother Democrat was saying. Want to move
all
you
right.
to another place. Amen.
Yeah.
He's trying to help you, hallelujah, to be made whole. He didn't ask you for no excuses. Praise the Lord.
All right.
Why
all
this
right.
and why that? I already know.
Ah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So God bless you, amen. It gives you really room for thought, you know, concerning it, amen, that particular scripture. Glory
yes,
to God.
God.
So God bless you today. I enjoyed, amen, your words of life.
God bless you.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Mama.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. We're going to Sister T.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. It is so ironic that you spoke that message today. You called a couple of numbers and people couldn't say anything because we're having a gathering, as you were saying.
Okay.
Yes, God.
That's why they weren't able to talk. Their phones are in different rooms. But I just thank and praise the Lord for what God is doing. I thank him because he did gather us together. And the question is, will you be made whole today? Healing that even took place today, this morning, and I see how God has gathered his people to give the testimony about losing my mom, but I see how God is healing me, and he's using that particular thing to heal others. So I thank and praise God for you, liberal Democrat.
God bless you.
It was amazing. Even as you were talking, you said we were riding in the spiritual car, and we were on the way here for a gathering.
God.
You just talk about ministry. So I just thank and praise God for what he's doing. I love this line. I love your evangelist, Bernard, Mother Ruby, all the people that come on this line. I just seen how God strengthened me and have me walk into my new destiny and my new season. But everybody wants to use my phone to make their comments. Pastor B is sitting right next to me. I love you, and I just thank you for that word. Thank you.
Amen. God bless
Glory
you.
Glory to God.
How are you guys?
Pastor Beatrice, she could speak. God bless you.
Evangelist Amy Bernard and Democrats, the message was just powerful. Besides, way to a gathering, and did he want to be made whole? God will give us the power to pick ourselves up so we can be made whole, and that was awesome. You know, we sit down in our mess for so long and make a lot of excuses, but then here's
God
saying, "Hey, I'm the one that can stir the water. I'm standing in front of you. All I want to do is be made whole."
Yeah.
And so And that's what God said to me when I was in the middle institute. Do you want your mind back? And I had to get out of the way I was and get out of
my
house. I got out that gathering in the middle house and went into the church gathering. Amen. So that was just powerful, you know, and the gathering, how people came together and prayed for me. Amen.
Yes, God.
That message was powerful because we was in the car riding when you saw my making a move,
Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We were just in the car going just from my house to another house. So everybody was enjoying the message. It was right on time. And I just want to say that it was awesome I was able to get on the line. Every time when I'm able to get on the line, God always give me a blessing. And I just this time he took it all around the house with everybody being here.
Thanks,
because everybody that was gathered here today heard the word. Amen.
Was a blessing. Amen.
Amen, Holy Ghost.
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And you're the blessed. Amen.
Thank God bless you. We're going to Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Prophetess.
Hallelujah.
Darlene.
God bless you. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This
Lord.
Is the day that the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. I have been blessed on today. Hallelujah. All day long. Hallelujah. I give honor to the Most High God. I give honor to you, Pastor Bernard, Sister Ruby, Minister Liberal Democrat, and each and every one of you. You know what? God is just blowing my mind how he just, the word is coming forth in different places at different times, but everybody's saying the same thing. And it's time to get delivered is what I heard. I came on late, but what I heard, I just kept shaking my head. I didn't know what to do. You know, I didn't know whether to run, dance, sing. You know, I can't sing, but you know, I didn't know, but y'all wouldn't have heard it. But anyway, I didn't know what to do. So I just, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just shook my head, Pastor Bernard.
Hallelujah.
The word was so good. It's so rich. You know, sometimes,
thank you, Jesus.
You know, God has people bringing them in different ways. But God is saying in this last hour, we must speak the truth. We must speak the truth. And us as the body of Christ, as the fivefold ministry, has to get delivered from some things. Before we can tell others, we have to move. We have to move in ministry.
That's
we have to move to another location. We have to move in God's will. No more walking in the flesh, but walking in the spirit. We have to move into the move of God because he's moving. We got to catch up with him. We got to move behind the scenes and do what God called us to do. But I'm not going to tarry. I'm not going to hold it up because I can go some places. You know what, Minister Liberal Democrat? My soul is blessed on this afternoon.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for how you put it and you how you
Hallelujah.
Even use your natural.
Hallelujah.
God has always given you a rhema word. Keep telling God to use you. I thank
Hallelujah.
God for you. And even how you take the time, you and Pastor Bernard, to come on my line. You know, y'all could be
Hallelujah.
Doing anything else, but y'all have pushed me and encouraged me and even
yes.
came on the line
thank
and even
you,
prayed
Jesus.
For me. And you know
yes.
what? When I look back over my life, my soul cries out, hallelujah, and I'm just excited what God is doing, you know.
Yes.
But if I ever get my millions, I'm not going to forget y'all. if
all
I ever
right.
go up, because
right.
I'm on the move with God. I'm on the move.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
There you go.
Not because
hallelujah.
Of what I wanted to
hallelujah.
Do, but because of God. I'm on the move. The enemy tried to knock and stop me, but I'm on the move, and I can't
on
be stopped.
Move.
And I thank God it's because
all
of
right.
this line and other lines that it's because of the word, the true word. And we must speak the word, and it's time for us to be delivered.
Speak
it's time for us to go forth. That we can go behind their elbows, that we can move, and that we can begin to seek God and pray.
Hallelujah.
And it's time to pray like never before. God bless y'all. Love y'all.
Yes,
be
God.
Encouraged, and I appreciate y'all.
God bless you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Sister Dawn.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Okay, I think we have everybody. A few of them dropped off. You know, not here at this point.
Yes, God.
Amen, amen, Sister Ruby. Final remarks, amen.
I see Pastor Martin is back on. Does she want to say anything else? Let's see.
We've already heard from her. Praise the Lord.
God bless.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
It was a blessing.
Blessing it, God.
It was a blessed word. You went to Genesis and you had us. You know, you always come and... Minister Democrat, like you have, we have in church service, because you're going to praise the Lord and ask every one of us to pray, the intercessors. You're looking for them on this broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Church, when you're on here, and I say, Lord, I thank you, and then the Lord will give you one of them old songs deep down in your belly, and then it'll flow
Hallelujah.
Up singing. I say, Lord, I thank you. For
yes,
the man
yes.
of God that you have brought on this
thank
broadcast.
Thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Only men, you know, they're sort of shy or don't go forth as much as you would go forth with the anointed word. And then he took you to Genesis before. At church, even before the Lord allowed you to bring the word. And
yes.
the time, and it's a blessing. And it takes me back to church service, you know. Oh, yeah, we're
Hallelujah.
On the board. We have a church service. We exactly say church.
Hey, go on.
Said, Lord,
amen,
I thank
Holy
you.
Ghost.
We church service today. And the word
amen.
Was just a blessing. He took you to the book beginning of the creation in Genesis, chapter 1. Then he brought you to St. John's chapter 5. And the Lord allowed you to use it in ordinary terms, naturally mm-hmm. plus spiritually. But you know what
yes,
I like
God.
About what hit my heart so much was in verse 6 of chapter 5 when the Lord said, will thou, T-H-O-U, that means personal. You know, that
now.
Means me. He's
uh-huh.
talking to the impotent man there, but he say thou. So thou is personal. So I be made whole.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. That's right.
Will
that's right.
I be made whole. So I just thank the Lord, you know, for you. I thank the Lord for allowing you to come on this broadcast, because you eased in on it, came in through the chat room first. And I said,
yes, God.
Democrat is giving us information back and forth. The next thing I knew, a week or two later, I eased up and seen your number. So you've been on
yes,
there with nobody but Jesus with
right.
anointing. And he's the only one that's coming from the inside to the outside for his precious people. And as I say, don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. So, Lord, bless you, Minister Democrat. You've just truly been a blessing to this
Hallelujah.
Lord, to God's people all over, wherever this broadcast goes out of the United States. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. God is a wonder. He is a wonder. God is a wonder. Amen. In our soul, amen. I see. Yes.
Aaron. He back on. Aaron. He dropped off.
Praise the Lord,
hallelujah.
Aaron.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
If y'all don't get me now, I'm on my way. I'm going to this birthday party, right? But what he was teaching about today was right up my alley. God did something strange for me today, and I'm talking about. I've been fasting. I've been praying. When it's your season, you got to walk in your season. It don't matter what nobody thinks, but when it's your season, he gonna open doors. But you the only one got to understand that it's you. You got to know your season. It's your time. And you can feel it. That is your time. Like he was talking about.
Yes,
you can feel it when it's your time. It's like you can't talk about it. You just got to go into it. You got to walk in it. Once you walk, and you was dealing with houses and land. When you was talking about, I turned on you, man. Man, God had me. God did something for me.
Hallelujah.
God had me to walk around my house 7 times to clear the house. And it's yours. And then when I got done, somebody told me to get on that broadcast. And when I got on that radio broadcast, you were speaking the same thing with God. I get about a good 5 minutes, about 1 minute, you were speaking the same thing what God told me to do. And you were talking about your house with God to give you when you start obeying him when it's your season. Oh, my God. This is God.
All right.
Because at first I was thinking, like, no, I ain't going to do it right now. And I wait till tomorrow. The Lord said, no, you got 10 more minutes before your fast is over with at 4 o'clock.
All right.
You better obey me before the time comes. So I walked in it. And once I walked in, I felt it. I felt the anointing on it. And when he spoke about I said, oh, my God, this is God.
Yes, sir.
Speaking to this man about me. I said, this is very anointing what God is doing in these last evil days. This is the time when it's your season. Man, you keep up to it. I receive what God has given to me. And when it's your time, you can't do nothing about it but walk in it. When you know, and I've been suffering a long time. Now I see what God is doing in my life. Not just for stuff and things. I've just been suffering a long time. God is saying, I ain't forgotten you.
That's right.
But I ain't forgotten you. Walk in your season. When you obey him and he tell you to do a work, and like you said, sometimes it takes others a long time, but when he tell you to do a work for him, and I obeyed him to go to that other church, once I did that, oh, my God.
Yes, God. Yes,
all
God.
Right.
Then not even just that. I've been prophesying on my father. He don't even know. One of the brother-in-laws told me that your daddy said you prophesied on him last year to this year, and it came to pass. I could see my father traveling places. I was telling him last year to this year, I said, I see you going places that you ain't, God ain't done with your calling. And then it came to pass. And he didn't tell me, but my brother-in-law told me. I said, I believe it. But I had forgot I told him that. Just to let you know, when it's your season, you got to walk in your season. Appreciate God for you, man. You keep up the good work. Man, you ain't seen nothing yet, and God is going to do some things for you, too. God got some things he going to deal with you, too, that you've been praying about, and God is about to open some doors on you, too. God ain't got you, and he going to have you meeting multi-millionaires that's suffering, been going through, been getting hurt in the industry. God is going to open doors for you that you're going to be prophesying to them. And it's going to happen this year going into next year. He's doing a thing now.
Now.
All you got to do is keep it together, keep fasting, keep praying, keep preaching, keep teaching, keep doing you're doing, and God going to open some doors even stronger in your finances.
I see you
making millions of dollars. I'm saying you're making something now. What you're making now, that's all right. I'm talking about more type people going to be giving it to you. You're going to be working in some. You're going to be doing something. And God is going to be opening doors for you like never before.
Opening doors.
Hallelujah, Lord.
God is going to be opening doors like never before. People can't reach them, except you can reach them.
Yeah.
Hey, God's about to do some things right now. I can't talk too long because they're looking for me to come in here, but God, just get
ready.
And all I can now receive what you talking about today. This is my season,
all right,
and I can't
God bless
wait
you,
to...
minister.
And I love y'all, too. Y'all keep praying for me.
Love you,
amen,
too.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
We have
amen,
a
amen. Jesus, prophecy is going forth in the
yes
name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we certainly have enjoyed each and every one of you all today. We certainly enjoyed the man of God bringing that Rhema word. Amen.
Yes,
before
God
we conclude this service, just want to ask, I'm going to ask him to pray before we dismiss for Sister Donna Niece's in ICU. Her name is Sequoia. I may not be pronouncing it right, but it's Sequoia, I believe. That's Sister Donna's niece. She says she's in ICU, didn't state what's going on, but we want to pray for that young lady and also the bereaved family of Minister Billy Burns, and also
yes,
one of my nieces lost a relative here in New Orleans, was murdered. So we want to pray for that family. Amen. I don't know their last name, but my niece's name is Andrea. And before we dismiss, just want to remind everyone, tune in tomorrow. We have a young pastor out of Covington, Georgia, on the outskirts of Atlanta, Georgia. She's not a stranger to this radio broadcast. She has ministered to us before, and that's none other than Pastor Tajana Logan. Amen.
Yes,
of Rhema Word Ministries. That's the name
God
of her ministry, Rhema Word Ministries. So she will be ministering tomorrow on this same topic. Do you want to be whole? Amen.
Yes,
so tune in early. Amen. Just like Liberal Democrat wrapped it up in about 35 minutes a day, she'll be right on. So if you tune in late, you're going to miss a word. Amen. So she will be ministering tomorrow out of Atlanta, Georgia. So we're looking forward to seeing you all on tomorrow. Amen. We're going to go to Minister Democrat and ask him to pray for Billy Burns, the bereaved family. She lost a family member last week, and I had forgotten about it, but the Lord brought it to my memory today, and also Sister Donna's niece, Sequoia, who's in ICU. And then I want special prayer also for my sister Danielle. There's been some reports in the media where President Obama said he's about to grant clemency to a lot of prisoners that are serving long sentences. Amen.
Yes,
he's going to be looking at a lot of cases. Amen. So my sister case should be right at the top of the list. Amen. So I want you all to remember to continue to pray for Danielle, my sister. Amen. And continue to remember my son also, Jamar. In Jesus' name, amen. Minister Democrat.
Amen. Amen. We thank and praise God. Amen. 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 For those who have heard the word today, amen, the God and the intercessors on the line, God is going to continue to bless if you continue
thank
to
you,
pray.
Sister.
Amen, amen. We thank God, amen, and God, amen, for Danielle Metz as we go into prayer. Last time her clemency package wasn't together, God had to trouble the water a second time. Hallelujah, amen. Now this time her paperwork is in, and as God begins to trouble the water, we praying that God will do a thing. We believe.
Jesus.
Amen, amen. Not we
thank
want
you,
him to do, amen, but we believe. Lord, in the name of Jesus, amen, the God, like you trouble the water, amen, and sent the angel, amen, over the water, amen, at a particular season, God, amen, this season, you troubling the water again, God. People are going to walk out of that prison, God.
Yes,
hallelujah,
God.
Because your angel, amen, has troubled the water yet again, oh God. And in the name of Jesus, God, amen, as the woman of God, amen, has poured, amen, in, amen, of God, to this broadcast for you, God. Amen. We ask that you pour into her life, God, her family, God. Amen, God. And because of her faith, amen, because, amen, God, what she has done, oh God, we ask, God, that, amen, God, you, amen, let that mantle fall onto her sister. Amen, God, that, amen, that you will open up doors, amen, God, that while those doors are opening up and the water is being troubled, amen, as people come out, let her be one of those, amen, that walks out
that door. We speak that over her life in the name of Jesus.
In the name
amen,
of
that
Jesus.
Your angel is beginning to work that out even now, God.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Remember, amen, to God, our minister, Billy Burns, God. Amen. When she said, amen, that she couldn't come to the appreciation service last week, amen, because it was a death. And it says people are dying, God. Amen, God. People are falling, amen, God. Hallelujah. Amen. We ask, amen, for divine health, amen, God, for those on the line and attached to this ministry, oh, God. People are under attack, oh, God. You see, I will that you prosper, that your soul shall prosper. God, begin to bless, amen, God, amen, God. Minister Billy Burns, God. Amen, God.
Hallelujah.
Elder Burns, oh, God. Amen. But give a cover that family, God. Amen, God, and put health into their life. I speak divine health over their life. Amen, that they
thank
can continue
you,
to do the ministry, oh God. Amen. That there will be no depression. That there will be no,
hallelujah,
amen, amen, bad feelings, amen, again, and discouragement, oh God. Amen. We speak against that in the name of Jesus, God. And we release even now on this night in her ministry,
thank
oh God.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh God, our holy boldness in the
glory
name of Jesus, God. We speak that in our life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank
as we begin,
you,
amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Andrea family, amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Those that are going through in that particular family, amen, amen. The woman of God's niece, Andrea.
Ah,
God,
glory,
amen. I know you're able. Hallelujah. Amen to God. From this prayer, God. Amen. Amen to God. Just like, amen, those four poles in front of the holiest of holies, representing, amen, spring, summer, winter, fall, God. Representing every direction, amen, in the west, in the south, amen to God, in the east, oh God, in the north. Amen. We know you are everywhere, God. You heard this prayer, amen to God. Amen. Like you heard Minister Aaron, God, amen, speak a thing. You confirmed it with this word to let him know that, yes, you are everywhere at the same time. And from this prayer, God. Amen. Begin to find them, God. Begin to trouble the water yet again, oh God.
Yes,
whatever need that family is in need of, oh God. Amen. God, after hell my hair is numbered, God, you know the need of everybody in that family. God, we, oh God, we stand together in prayer that you begin to move, oh God, on that family, God. How are you, Sister Donna Niece, oh God, Sequoia,
yes,
God.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, God. Amen. We speak her name before
right
you,
now,
even now, God.
Yes,
hallelujah,
God.
God. We come together, God. Hallelujah. As the waters gathered together, God, and revealed land, God. Amen, God. Send rhema word, God, from this prayer, God. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Spend it in her life, oh God. Hallelujah. Whatever she is in need of, oh God. Amen. We speak it over her life that the angels, oh God, begin to deal with her in dreams, oh God. Hallelujah. Begin to speak with her, oh God. Oh God, find her wherever she's at, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, and begin, oh God, to work out her atmosphere. Oh God, change it, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We speak that over her life, oh God, those dreams, those dreams, those dreams. Speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Amen. Amen. We remember, amen, God, Brother Jamal, God. Amen. And the evangelist's son, oh God. Hallelujah, God. He's able, God. You're able to do anything, God. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen, God. Whatever is going on, oh God. God, go into the prison right now, God, and cover that man of God, oh God. Amen. There's a mantle over that family, God. There's a mantle of pastors, a mantle of preachers, God. A mantle of evangelists, God. Hallelujah. And the devil is mad, oh God. But, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, begin to cover that young man in the name of Jesus. Amen. While he is where he's at, God. Amen. Again, the trouble is mine, oh God. Send vision. Send rhema word. Amen.
Yes,
to get him through his particular day, God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
he can, oh God, be encouraging to somebody else. Amen. And team,
oh
God, decide to move
God.
His address, God. Oh God,
thank
we claim that we
God.
Speak that his address
hallelujah.
Will be moving, oh God. We speak it in his life even now. Not that we want it to happen. Oh God, but we believe. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I believe. I believe. I believe. Hallelujah. We believe that you're going to move in the name of Jesus. We speak this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank
not by power nor by might, but, oh, God, by your spirit.
Hallelujah.
Begin to bless, amen,
Jesus.
To God. Sister, amen. Ruby Larry, God.
Armor
of this life, God.
You,
amen. Encourage her, oh God. Hallelujah. Go with that. She holds us up, oh God. Amen. Pour back into her in the name of Jesus.
Thank
amen. Overseer, evangelist, Asia Bernard, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Begin to pour back into her, God, as she pours into us, God. Amen. Amen. Begin to hold them up, oh God, like that foundation, God. Amen. Amen. Man, the gathering has went forth. Somebody has got an amen. Rhema a word today, God. Let them keep it, God. When they hang up this phone, when they love off, God. Amen. We speak it, oh God. Let, amen, the victory, a continual victory, a continual win, oh God. Give them continual wins in their life right now. We speak this, amen, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let you hold back, amen, any backlash, any retaliation.
Amen. That you cover those on this line attached to this ministry. We speak it in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Won't you all also remember Lady Rosalind as they go into their women conference this Friday and Saturday, the 25th and 26th. Pray for her and that God would bless in that women's conference. Amen. She has a speaker from Chicago, I know. And then my cousin, Pastor Jackie McLemore, will also be speaking in that women's conference. So remember that. Also, we want to definitely ask you to keep in mind those that we're asking everybody that would make a sacrifice to sponsor one young lady to go to this father-daughter conference that Pastor R.C. Blakes is hosting here in New Orleans, Louisiana, and that, too, will be on June 19th and 20th, and the registration is $45. We ask and those that will make the sacrifice to do so by May the 15th. Amen. If you can do that and sponsor a young lady or a young man to be in this conference, we are trying to change lives, trying to give new perspective to these young people. Amen. And trying to just encourage them and let them know that they don't have to succumb to the bigger elements, but that they can give their light to God. Amen. And God will certainly lead and guide them into all truth and righteousness. So we're looking forward to that. Also, they have a regional meeting this Friday and Saturday in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. So we want you to be praying for that leader. Amen. That God would cover him and those that are coming into fellowship and partnership with him, that God would continue to use them for his glory, for his glory. So I pray that souls will be touched and somebody can give their life to God. Amen. Thank God for that. We thank him for all that he's doing. Amen. We already in midweek. We only have two more days in this week. Of course, remember Friday, Provoke Fridays. Amen. Remember Pastor Prophetess Darlene and her prayer line, and remember Mother Charity and our prayer line. Pastor Miracle have a prayer line, and all those that support this ministry, we certainly want to be supportive of them. Amen.
Yes,
if you're
God.
Able to tune in, make the sacrifice and tune in and support somebody else. Amen. God will certainly bless you for your efforts to reach out and support and show love to your fellow man. That's what it's about, people of God. It's about reaching out and extending love and compassion to someone else. Amen. Remember, what you make happen for someone else, God will certainly make happen for you. So we just thank God for this word. This was a transforming word today.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Come out of want and move into, I believe. Amen. So we thank God for that. Thank God for Sister Ruby continually being at the switchboard. She may be off for a week or two. I don't know how long, but she's going to be taking a little time off. So I thank God that we do have our computer and we're able to pull up the switchboard and continue this work that God has given us to do. Amen. So we're going to go back to Minister Democrat and have him to close us out with the word of prayer. Is there any more prayer requests on the line? If you could open the lines, Sister Ruby, if there's anybody else desiring prayer, please say so before we dismiss. We don't want to leave nobody or nothing uncovered. So if there's anyone with any prayer requests before we dismiss, we'll bring it up before the Lord. Amen. So we're opening up the lines.
Hello?
Mute your lines if you have a lot of static in the background. We only want to hear from those that are desiring prayer for whatever reason. Yes. Who am
I
speaking with? Yes.
Hi, Pastor Bernard. This is Leslie Priest. I'm Pastor Beatrice Martin's daughter.
Yes. God bless you, sweetie.
And
how you doing?
I'm so good. I had went to a different church and been out of order. I haven't been under my mom's ministry. And God has been working on me through these lines about order. And on the first Sunday of May, I'm returning. Me and my husband and family are returning back to my mother's church where we called.
All right.
And when the man of God was on the line talking today, he was saying that there's going to be a gathering. Well, in process, my mom, Evangelist Tier, and Evangelist Sherelle, they all were on my way to my house. So I started cooking. I said, well, let me make my mom's favorite thing. So I make cinnamon roll. She loves cinnamon roll and coffee. And I was like, wow, you know, Auntie Tier and Sherelle, they like my fish. Well, let me cook some fish. So I ended up making pancakes, fish, string beans, cinnamon buns, all right, coffee. None of it goes together, but that's how it came out.
Okay.
And the green beans I made for me because I'm into health. I had this feast prepared when they walked through the door, and I couldn't find my tithes or things like that, and I was praying because I set it to a side. I ended up spilling coffee on my phone and took my phone apart, and my tithes fell out my phone. How to get there, I don't know, but praise God. My tithes fell out my phone. I instantly released it. I sent my pastors a nice email thanking them for all that they poured into me and my husband's and our family lives. And I told them I must move in the flow of God in order, and like the prodigal children, we're returning to our parents.
Mm.
And just everything, and, you know, Apostle Timothy Johnson, I've been calling his lines, and he just, really been speaking to me about what God has said and not sugarcoat it. And I just had to repent to him, you know, because for 3 days I was disobedient after I received the word. And I got spanked for 3 days. God spanked me because he loves me.
And I accept that.
And I sent that email this morning. As of the first Sunday of May, I will be taking communion with my mother, and I'm just glad about the line. Today I was like, where can I call? I need a word. And so I called my evangelist here, and she was like, I'm on Bernard line. And I was like, I'm on too. And I confirmed the numbers to make sure I had the right number because it was a man's voice. But everything he said, we were actually doing. And then we were sitting at the table eating, and he was talking about, you know, coming together and the gathering, and here we are. I'm like, Mom, well, why are you not eating? And she's like, I'm just waiting on you to bless the food, baby. And we blessed the food, and we've been on this line. God is good. And I just want to let everyone know, through it all, if we're just obedient to God's word, we can just be made whole. And I was just baptized on Easter Sunday. I learned that when I disobey God, I make things harder on myself. But when I obey his word, you know, despite how my flesh feels, it's just so right. It's instant favor, and he always confirms his word. Just as when we said grace, he revealed my tithes, and I was able to release it into the right hand.
Yes,
God is good. That's my testimony for today, is just be obedient. Gather with the saints and believers. Because when we gather together, not only are we in unity, not only are we on one accord, but there's a move of God that will take place. It's a great move. And it's a revival every time we call these lines. So keep calling. I'll be on 3 lines. I can't get enough of Jesus. And it's all Jesus. And I love it.
That's a blessing, Leslie. Over in Revelation 12 and 11, it says we overcame they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. God is a loving God. And sometimes God will move us around for a season. Because God wants us to learn how to be obedient. See, we're just not naturally obedient. We have to be taught obedience. Amen. Remember as a child, Your mother had to groom you. She had to teach you. So obedience just don't come naturally. You have to be taught how to obey, and you're being taught as you hear the word, because as you hear the word, your faith rises and elevates to another level. The Bible tells us, how can they hear without a preacher? And faith cometh by hearing. It don't come by reading.
Uh-huh.
Amen. It comes by hearing. Yes, we ought to study, but we have to get up under somebody where this word will penetrate. And it is a difficult thing to set under the leadership of family, because guess what? We don't reverence them, and we don't honor them in the calling and in the office that God has assigned them to. Sometimes we allow our emotions of being a family member to override the calling that is upon that leader. And that's what the Lord has given me to say to you right now. You haven't reverenced your mother as your pastor, as your mentor, as your leader. You look at her as mother, but you have to take the motherhood title away, and you have to reverence and honor her for the call that God has on our life. Because remember,
Amen.
Jeremiah 3:15 said, God said, I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. So as you're returning to sit up under your mother, guess what? When you can't have your way, don't throw no tantrums, because that's mama. Leave mama aside. And when you enter into the house of the Lord, when your mother speaks, she's not speaking as your mother. She's speaking as your pastor. Amen. She's speaking as your shepherd. Amen. So we have to learn how to distinguish, and we have to learn how to let family be family and celebrate family. But guess what? You also have to celebrate the mantle that's on Pastor Beatrice Martin's life. Amen. So I've met you. I know you. You're a sweet girl. You're a sweet girl. So God got some great things in store for you. Just because of your obedience, God is going to bless you, and he's going to promote you. Amen. Amen. Because promotion comes from God. But it only comes from God after we have done the will of God. Not our will, but God's will. So you honor and respect your mother as your pastor. And then when you have to have that mother-daughter relationship, then you privately do that. Don't ever embarrass your mother or your pastor before the saints of God. Anything, any issues that you might have with her as a mother, you resolve that privately. Don't resolve it publicly. Okay?
Amen.
And God will bless you for it. All right.
And
that's all I have. Amen.
And I didn't leave due to anything my mother had done, and I have to let that be known, because a lot of people assume that. I left because I could not take how people were treating my mother.
Okay.
I could not deal with it in a manner that would have been respectful. So I chose to leave to be a child of God. And I just know that season is over now, and all those people have been removed by God.
All right.
Right.
In such a way to where I seen one of them, and she's so distraught, she has no rest.
Mm-hmm.
She just has no rest. And that's God. And so he positioned me back in. So my prayer request is that now that my husband and I are back where we belong,
Well, we're going
to
have Minister Democrat to pray for that God will certainly bless in that area. Amen.
Yeah,
so you don't have to really get into what transpired. Okay. You don't even have to tell people that because the devil listens to everything we say.
Yes.
You know, he don't know what's in our heart. He moves and acts upon what we speak out of our mouth. So that's not folks' business. Amen. So we're going to pray for that.
Request.
Is there any more prayer requests on the line?
My husband's grandmother is in a coma, and this is the third year now. She has 5 grandkids she's yet to meet yet, and we're just praying. You know, 5 of us were baptized on Easter, all of us are getting closer to God in the outcome of her being in a coma, and I just pray that God honors our obedience and wakes her.
Okay, now who is this?
This is Leslie Priest.
Oh, this is still Leslie. Okay.
Yeah, this is for Sherelle's mother. Sherelle's on the line. It's her mother.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
Yes, can you? This is Sister Pierre. I got a phone call the other night from my son, and he is homeless on the streets of Atlanta, Georgia right now. So can you please keep a prayer out for Aaron Spencer? Thank you.
Aaron Spencer. Okay, we'll have Prophetess Darlene pray for Aaron Spencer and also Sister Priest's mother-in-law. And then we're going to have Minister Democrat to close out and pray for Leslie and her husband as they return back unto the covering of Pastor Beatrice Martin. So, Prophetess Darlene, would you pray for Sister T's son and Sister Leslie's mother-in-law?
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you.
Hallelujah,
we thank you for what
Jesus.
You have said. Hallelujah. We
thank you, God,
for the move of your spirit, God. We thank you for being who you are, God. We thank you for your presence dwelling on this line, God. We thank you for each and every person that's been on. We thank you for the speaker, God. We thank you for Minister Democrat. We thank you for how you're keeping them, how you're strengthening them. But, God, we come on behalf of our sister, Sister T. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. We ask that you touch her son right now. We know you as a deliverer, God. We know you that you're on the move, God. We know that you loose shackles, destroy yokes. Oh, God, so we ask them that you turn them around for your glory, God. We ask that you fix every situation in his life, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch his heart, touch his mind. Reword his words, God, that it lines up with your words, God. If he's not saved, save him, God. Whatever he stands in need of, God, we ask that you bring him and his mother together, God, on one accord with you, God, in unity, God, that they can begin to work together, that they can begin to talk to each other and pray together, God, that he will respect his mother, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask right now that, God, you touch him, God. You can go to the north, the west, and the south and east. We ask you wherever he's at right now. That you touch him, God, from the crown of his head to the bottom of his feet. And we right now proclaim deliverance, loosen shackles, destroying yokes in his life, God, in the name of Jesus. We don't say we think, we live in, by faith, God, so we're trusting you to move in his mind, to move in his spirit, to move in his situation, to move in with him and his mother, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you see her cry, you see her tears, you see her prayers, God. Oh, God, we ask that you answer, because you said two or more, touching the green in your name. Ha, you'll be in the midst, God. So we ask that you be in the midst. And we cry out Jesus right now. We cry out the blood of Jesus right now. Let the blood of Jesus be upon this situation. And we ask in God, and we ask in God that you bring, let her come back with a praise report. How you move, how you deliver, how you change things around in the name of Jesus. God, hear this mother's cry on today.
Yes, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. We also ask that you look down upon Sister Leslie's mother-in-law. We ask that you touch God in the name of Jesus. We ask that you, God, you are a healer. You are a way maker. By your stripes,
Jesus,
we are healed. So we ask that you move, Jesus. We ask that you destroy and tear down yokes, God, in the name of Jesus.
Able,
so we thank you, God, Oh, God, we know that you are moving, God. We know you're right now, God. Hallelujah. And we're trusting you, God, in the name of Jesus. We know that you're able to do everything for sale, God. So we look into the hills from which our help comes from. And our help comes from you who made heaven and earth. So you said we can speak a word. So we proclaim healing. We proclaim strength right now in her body in the name of Jesus. And we proclaim that Sister T's son will be blessed. And that he will be delivered in the mighty
Amen.
Name
we
of Jesus.
We speak on Aaron right now.
Amen.
God. Cover him, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, Minister Democrat. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody believe in right now. They believe in God is going to do something. Amen. Wilt thou be made whole? Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We speak that right now, even to God, that we begin to release decrees and declarations. When we hang up this phone, hallelujah. Amen. Begin to decree and declare. Amen, amen, amen. I will be made whole. In the name of Jesus. God said, greater things shall you do because I go to the Father. Amen. We begin to release in that home right now, God. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Just like you blessed, amen, to God. Amen, amen. Her sister Sherelle's mother, God. Just like you blessing her right now in the midst of the coma, God. Amen. When we don't see what's going on, you see, God. Amen. But we don't see what's going on in the household, in Sister Leslie's house, in her congregation. But you see, God. Oh, God, you see, God, every need, God. You see every angel that needs to be activated, God. Activate that specific angel, God, for that specific situation right now, God. Begin to move right now, God. Hallelujah, God. Cover that family, God. Hallelujah, God. That mantle that's on that family, God. Hallelujah. Her mother, God. Hallelujah. Amen, God. Even her family, her household, God. And those in the congregation, God. Activate that specific angel in the congregation. Activate that specific angel in the marriage. Activate that specific angel in the vocation. Whatever they're doing in the name of Jesus, God. Begin to activate, God. Hallelujah. Knowing, oh God, that from this prayer, amen, when we hang up the phone, God. Hallelujah. God, you said, amen, wilt thou be made whole? Amen. We ask that question even now, God. Wilt thou be made whole? We speak it over your life right now. Hallelujah. Touch and agree. The Bible says where two or three shall touch and agree on anything. God, you said you're going to do it. Amen. We believe, amen, when we hang up this phone, amen, that you're going to do it, that you're going to heal, that you're going to heal relationships, God, that you're going to bless, amen, that you're going to anoint. And because of the anointing, is destroyed. Wherever it's at, God, if it's hiding, amen, to God, in the congregation, if it's hiding in the heart, if it's hiding in somebody's mind, amen, to God, if it's hiding in somebody's life, whatever the yoke is, because of the anointing is going to fall on that family and begin to destroy yokes. We speak this in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Woo, glory.
I receive it.
Jesus.
I receive that, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I receive that on my life, God. Because of the anointing, whatever the yoke is, hallelujah, it's going to be destroyed because there's a heavy anointing being released in your congregation, being released in your house, being released in your ministry because of the anointing. That's the Bible. Hallelujah. The yoke will be destroyed because the Bible said so.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be a stronger release. Amen. But before the anointing to be released, amen, pressure has to come on. Pressure has to squeeze out that anointing. So when the pressure comes, just understand that the anointing is coming. Amen to God. And it's destroying the yoke. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We release this. We release this. We release this. We release this in this form. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, God.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody receiving it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. And somebody said amen, and I receive it. Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless you today, God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Ah, continue to bless Mother Charity, God. Continue to strengthen our God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Remember our children, God. Remember our grandchildren. Remember Deborah, God, and even Barbara, God. Sister Barbara, that haven't been on the line, God. We actually work in that situation. Amen.
Yes,
where she
God.
Can come back on the line, God. In the name of Jesus, remember her pastor, God, in the prayer line. In the name of Jesus, remember Stephen. Stephen, Satan, Lord God, in the Staten family, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you for Mother Staten, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for prophetess Darlene today, God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Cover her line, God.
Cover, call
in here, and even Pastor
Jesus,
Miracle,
Jesus.
God. Cover her in the name of Jesus.
Cover, Lord.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Continue to strengthen Sister Ruby. Lift up, God.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus. Remember every pastor, God. Every leader. Remember our parents, God. Remember our children, God. And our grandchildren, Lord God. Cover them with your blood. Remember President Obama and the first family, God. Remember the request, God, for the 24 intercessors in major cities all over this country, God. We believe in you to do it. In the name of Jesus, well, somebody will be praying 24-7. Hallelujah. Non-stop, unceasing prayer. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for Prophetess Vanessa, God. Hallelujah. Tuning in with us today, God. Continue to bless our ministry, God. Bless our family.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we thank you. We praise you and we give you glory for all that you're doing. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to cover our speaker, Lord God, for everything that he poured out into us today, God. Pour it back into him, God. Yeah, let his cup overflow, God. Let it run over, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. And we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. We'll see you all on tomorrow. Amen, Pastor Tajana Logan. If you miss this woman of God tomorrow, I'm telling you, you're going to miss another Rhema word. Amen.
Right.
She'll be here with us tomorrow, live all the way from Georgia. In Jesus' mighty name, we're going to close on out with this working. I just believe that it's working. I believe that this word that was, this Rhema word that was spoken on today, I believe it fell on good ground. Amen. Amen. So we're going to ask Sister Ruby to close us on out with William Murphy. It's working. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I bless you. Remember Prophetess Theodore Glover. Hallelujah.
For favor,
hallelujah.
This is my season,
hallelujah.
To reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, and I know he's able. I've got a seed in the ground that he's blessing. No more stressing. I've got a seed Now I'm knowing and it's showing. Nothing for grace, but favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To be what I have known.
Come on, you say. For grace, for what else? For favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working. Everything is getting better.